a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. First thing I'm going to do is have you please silence or turn off your cell phones out of respect for those that are going to be testifying. It's a little discombobulating when you're sitting up there and phones are going off. Secondly, we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Here.
Hunhoff?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Peterson? Solano?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
There is a quorum.
We have a quorum. First thing I want to do is introduce or welcome everyone to the committee meeting this morning, and to welcome those that are on the internet. We have a shorter calendar today. We're deferring Senate Bill 80 until next week because we had some folks that could not be here that wanted to be here, so we've moved that to next week. The minutes. First thing I want to do, I guess, or second thing I want to do is introduce the pages that we have here. So would you step up to a microphone and tell us who you are and what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
Good morning. I'm Cheyenne Seil. I'm from Lemon High School, and I plan to attend SDSU this fall and major in ag business and range science.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm Rachel Johnson. I'm from Stockholm, but I go to high school in Milbank. And next fall, I'll be going to SDSU for a double major in bio and microbiology for pre-med.
All right. Thank you. The minutes have been provided in your booklets. The chair would entertain a motion on those minutes.
So moved.
Been moved by Senator Kamak and seconded by Senator Solano to approve the minutes as written. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. If you have any handouts this morning, please give them to a page and have them distributed behind the desks. I'm going to remind those that are going to testify this morning to please sign in at the podium there by the door so the secretary can get your name and who you represent correctly. And please remember as we go through the process that all questions come through the chair. With that, is there anything that the committee has before we get started? If there is not, we're going to take up Senate Bill 17, and it is to revise the definition of motor vehicles that are subject to the Lemon Law. Those proponents of Senate Bill 17, please come forward. Mr. Attorney General, please introduce yourself and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Good morning. Marty Jackley, South Dakota Attorney General. What Senate Bill 17 deals with is our Lemon Law in South Dakota. We have a Lemon Law in South Dakota that's really designed to protect the consumers and the dealers when there is a vehicle that's non-conforming or simply is a lemon. It's deemed also to try to be fair to the manufacturers. It sets up a situation that there's a Lemon Law period, which is either the shorter of 12 months or 12,000 miles. It's based upon the weight of a vehicle, and that's really what this change or amendment to the law seeks to address, and that is the weight of the vehicle. Right now, the Lemon Law size is anything under 10,000 pounds. Based upon the increasing weight and size of vehicles, we are asking the committee for its consideration of changing it to 15,000 pounds. And really, what this change seeks to do is capture typical Class 3 truck vehicles. And what that is essentially vehicles including step vans, larger pickups, multi-purpose vehicles. Some of the vehicle models that you might be familiar with that it encompasses are the Dodge Ram 3500, the Ford F-350, GMC Sierra 3500, and the Hummer 1. And so what this change would do is allow that to be captured under the Lemon Law. There is also a proposed amendment that I would encourage you to consider in the past, and that is Amendment 17FA, which really clarifies that our lemon law applies only to consumers and not in relation to businesses. And that's really something different in our consumer division. Most of the time you will hear me talk about the consumer division is designed, and I encourage that it is to protect businesses and consumers. The way lemon laws are written across the country and the way our lemon law exists today, it's designed to protect the consumer. And so that just this further clarifies what already existing law is. You may wonder, well, how often does the Attorney General's office address lemon law situations? And of course, we're not involved in every lemon law case. Consumers may or may not come to the Attorney General's office, but we looked into our records, and between 2009 and 2014, we had 40 lemon law cases, and we recouped for South Dakota consumers $511,000. So it's a fairly significant issue for South Dakota consumers. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I would again request the committee's consideration of 17FA that really does two things. It moves the bar on the weight of a vehicle, the gross weight of a vehicle, from 10,000 to 15,000 pounds to capture those Class 3 trucks. And it just has a language clarification that existing law already exists, and that deals strictly with consumers. And with that, Mr. Chairman, at the appropriate time, I would make myself available for any questions.
Thank you. We'll let others testify here. Other proponents of Senate Bill 17? Other proponents? Mr. McCauley, please introduce yourself and proceed.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Matt McCauley. I'm a lawyer from Sioux Falls and a registered lobbyist for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. The Alliance is an association of 12 vehicle manufacturers, and basically it's many of the names you've heard: Ford, GM, Chrysler, BMW. And as a trade association, I just wanted to, on behalf of the Alliance, thank the Attorney General for reaching out to the industry and talking to the industry to prepare an acceptable bill and amendment 17FA that you have in front of you. And with that amendment, are in support of the bill. And again, want to thank the Attorney General for working with the industry to craft legislation that we could stand before you here today. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll stand by for comments.
Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 17.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Transportation Committee. I'm Myron Rao, registered lobbyist, president of South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. I represent the franchise dealers, the guys that are fixing these vehicles when they break down. You know, when I got the call from the Attorney General's office, and I also want to thank them for taking this on, this is a good thing for dealers in that if we can't fix something, what are we going to do? And this way it puts the onus back on the manufacturer. If they've created a lemon, and it does happen every once in a while, then we've got some remedy. My concern initially when I had the phone conversation with the AG's office was commercial. Because, in fact, some of these vehicles that the Attorney General described to you are what I call a ton dually. That's the one with four tires on the back of a pickup. They got the big fenders on them. You know, you could be driving down the road with one of those and you see a scraper in the ditch that's stuck and you decide to hook onto it, and you blow the transmission, and you think, well, now I can, you know, get some remedy. We don't want that. So, you know, we got to draw a line somewhere. And I agree with the Attorney General. We want to protect everyone, but we also have to protect the manufacturer. So I agree with the bill. I think it's a great thing for everybody as amended. So I would encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rao. Further proponents of Senate Bill 17. Further proponents. Further proponents. We're going to move to opponents. Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 17? Any opponents of Senate Bill 17? Last call for opponents of Senate Bill 17. Seeing none, we will close it to public testimony and open it up to questions by the committee. Senator Kamak.
I have a question for the Attorney General. On the definition of who's eligible to apply, when you say a consumer and not a business, I guess I would like clarification. For instance, in the case of agricultural operations, are they considered? How are they considered?
Mr. Chairman. Senator, if I look at existing law and I go to SDCL 32-6 cap D-1, it defines consumer, and of course it's a fairly long definition, and there's a level of interpretation in that definition. But the existing definition that is not at issue in either the amendment, in my opinion, or the proposed change from 10,000 to 15,000 is consumer, the purchaser other than for purposes of resale of a new or previously untitled motor vehicle used in a substantial part for personal, family, or household purposes, and any other person entitled to by the terms of the warranty to enforce the obligations of the warranty. So in general terms, and there may be some disagreement on here, but for instance, on your farming operation, I would consider you generally eligible for purposes of a lemon law situation. Now, you may get a major agricultural company come in, and that, depending upon the circumstances of that company, depending upon whether a partnership, an LLC, what business formation they have, that might affect that opinion. But just from generally speaking, and I think that's consistent interpretation how we generally treat agriculture in South Dakota, it's kind of this middle ground area. And I believe that these laws should protect, in general, a farmer that purchases a pickup if he or she is using it primarily, you know, personal use, and every once in a while you've got to use it associated with the ranch. Now, others may disagree with that interpretation, but I would go back to the purpose of this amendment was to make clear that the Attorney General wasn't trying to encompass or draft in a whole additional group of businesses, and we were never intended to do that. That's why this amendment became a friendly amendment, and I do appreciate the dealers and the manufacturers working through this, that we weren't trying to change that definition, that we simply were trying to change the weight from 10 to 15,000 pounds. And I probably have given a very long answer to your question, but I would say generally speaking, on the agricultural operations such as you're running, I would believe you should be and are eligible for a lemon law situation if it should arise.
Thank you. Follow up? Other questions by the committee? I have one, and it may go to Mr. McCauley. It's who then... let's say I am a farmer and I'm incorporated. I have a big... we'll start with you anyway. Two instances. One where I am a large farmer and I do have a problem with mine, but I'm obviously incorporated. I mean, I hope that's not the dividing line if you're an LLC or a corporation or you're just an individual proprietor, because most of your agriculture businesses are, you know, LLCs or corporations probably now. If that is a line, and then secondly, let's say that a business like I used to be in the grain feed, seed, and fertilizer business, if I do have a problem with one of those, and obviously I'm a business and not, it's not for personal use, I may drive it home after work, what is my... who can I go to when the transmission goes out right, you know, a couple months afterwards? And do I have any advocate other than just me?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the question. Again, Matt McCauley, on behalf of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. All great questions. I think to your first question as to the kind of mixed use, so to speak. And I agree with the Attorney General. If you look at 32.6D1 sub 1 in terms of definition of consumer in existing law, it's focusing on the use of the vehicle. In existing law, it says used in substantial part for the personal, family, or household purposes. And so part of the danger with it, I mean, let's zoom back out to 30,000 foot. This is the South Dakota legislature, this is the government enacting laws that apply to private businesses in terms of a private market transaction and giving consumers certain remedies. So the lemon law is a consumer remedy, not a commercial remedy. And so as we go from 10 to 15,000 pounds, as Mr. Rao had talked about, we're talking about really big trucks, dualies in some cases, that typically you're going to see used in commercial type of vehicles. But I think there's some circumstances where you're going to be able to see some very large trucks that are never driven off-road. I have I just sold a four-wheel drive Jeep, Wrangler Unlimited, one of the most capable four-wheel drive vehicles ever. Never once had it off the pavement. I'm a city kid. I just didn't go off-roading. And so in that case, if that vehicle was 12,000 pounds, that should have a lemon law protection. However, if I'm for hire pulling around trailers and using that for commercial purposes, then my remedy is going to be, and this is the second part to your question, then I'm a business. And essentially what the public policy says is, as a business, for profit, engaged for profit, I have advantage of the traditional legal system, warranty claims, a right of redress, because I'm a business. And I'm not in as much need of protection, so to speak, as a consumer would be relative to another business. So again, big picture, consumer remedy. And the amendment clarifies that this still remains a consumer remedy, even though we're dramatically expanding this into what in many cases are largely used for commercial vehicles. But at the end of the day, it's going to come back to the actual use by the consumer. And so your question when you said, I hope it's not an Inc. versus an LLC, as I read the statute, I don't think that's determinative. I think that would be a factor in terms of if it was registered that way, in terms of how it was being used, as to whether that consumer was eligible based on the use in present law. But I don't see a bright line test of saying, based on how the vehicle is titled, you would or would not be eligible. It's going to be based on how Center Valley has used that vehicle. Has it been used in substantial part for consumer use, or has it been used commercially? And again, long answer to your question, but it's a two-part question. Very good one at that.
And this bill, as brought by the Attorney General, didn't have that in. So what we're doing is we're changing current law, both with the weight and who is eligible. So we're, in a sense, where we said any other person entitled by the terms of the warranty, we're taking that out for vehicles that were under 12,000 pounds also now.
Mr. Chairman, I think existing law was 10,000 pounds. So
10,000. Yeah. The part I'm talking about here is in line 8. When we make that change, that was already in current law. Is that?
That's correct.
And so we're changing current law for those under 10,000 pounds.
That's correct.
Okay.
And if I might, Mr. Chairman, I think that's consistent with what the Attorney General was saying relative, again, to this being a consumer remedy, not a commercial remedy. And I think what happened is, in the dialogue that's happened prior to this hearing, between the Attorney General and myself and Myron Rao and the auto manufacturers, has been just that issue of consumer versus commercial. I think there's agreement among the proponents. This is a consumer remedy, not a commercial remedy. And again, we're getting into this area when we're going beyond from 10 to 15,000. We're covering a lot more big trucks. And so, again, the Alliance has no objection to expanding that coverage, but this clarifies this is a consumer remedy.
Okay. Further questions by the committee? Further questions? Seeing none, we'll move it from questions by the committee, and we'll close it to public discussion to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Otten.
I would move SB 17FA.
17FA. And there, it's been moved by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Monroe to approve the amendment 17FA. Those in favor say aye. Oh, discussion on that. Sorry. Discussion on that amendment. Senator Otten.
I think that it is straightforward, and since it is considered a friendly amendment, I see no purpose not to pass it.
Any other comment? I just got a quick one. I mean, with that, we are changing it for those that previously any other person was in there. So just understand that we're changing that for those that were under 10,000 pounds that previously any other person had that protection. So any other comments on that motion? Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Amendment is passed. It's part of Senate Bill 17. Now we'll go to discussion on Senate Bill 17.
Mr. Chairman.
Is that Senator Otten?
Yep.
Senator Otten.
Move do pass.
Senator Arden has moved to pass. Is there a second? Moved by, seconded by Senator Hunhoff. Discussion on that motion. Senator Arden.
I applaud all the players for coming together on this. Although I am perplexed that GMC was on the list, but I regress in that. I think this is a straightforward bill. I just didn't. As you said, I think this is just good for the public and good for the people of South Dakota, and I guess good for GMC.
Further comments on the motion to approve Senate Bill 17? Any further comments? Seeing none, the motion is on Senate Bill 17. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. The secretary will please call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Auten?
Aye.
Peterson? Excused. Solano?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Six ayes.
Mr. Chairman, move to put it on consent.
Senate Bill 17 has been has passed by a majority of the members and has been moved to put it on consent. Is there a second to put it on consent? Senator Kamak, those in favor of putting Senate Bill 17 on the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 17 will go to the consent calendar on the floor. Thank you. Well, without Senate Bill 80... that pretty much ends our morning meeting here, unless somebody has something else for the good of the order. And if not, we have next week, we will try and have the bill, the Senate Bill 80. We have a handlebar bill. So if you are looking at that, there's going to be discussion about how high your handlebars can be on your motorcycle. So you may want to get up to speed on that. We'll take that next week. Senator Hunhoff, would you be interested in carrying Senate Bill 17 to the floor? All right. Senator Hunhoff will take it to the floor, and you'll take it to your caucus. And Senator, oh my, he's getting nervous. We'll go with Senator Auten. Would you take it to the Republican caucus? All right. With that, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment. Then moved by Senator Hunhoff, seconded by Senator Auten to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned.